The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio with me today, one of my teammates on the Money Makeover team, Jamie Keys. He's a chartered financial consultant. And Craig Montana is running the studio for us. And Jamie, a few days ago, I asked somebody, or somebody asked me rather, what a chartered financial consultant is. We have so many different titles and stuff that we have after our names and all this and different educational backgrounds. What is a CHFC?
Well, I'm glad they asked. I've been wanting to talk about that for a long time because there is a difference between a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant. Two different organizations. Chartered financial consultant, the way that you qualify to become a chartered financial consultant is you have to take 10 college-level courses in finances that cover the broad spectrum of financial topics that you might encounter when doing financial planning. And therefore, you have to complete them and pass a final, just like any other college course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 10 courses, and once you've completed all 10, then you qualify for the designation of chartered financial consultant.
All right. Well, that's pretty easy to wrap your head around. It's very similar, as you said.
Yeah, it's through the American College.
Mm-hmm. And the Certified Financial Planner designation is similar to that. So, you know, it's. I think the bottom line for both of us is that we have a broad spectrum.
That's right.
Of knowledge here.
Yeah.
And that, along with our many years of experience as financial planners, which catches us up on everything that whatever topics we were doing,
yeah,
did not really
exactly.
It's
not like education ever stops. Mm-hmm. Like the CFP, I've taken all the courses to sit for the exam for CFP and simply have chosen not to do that.
Well, again, you have your designation.
Right.
And, of course, we have all kinds of other licenses and Securities and Exchange Commission stuff and
yep.
State of Texas stuff. And
well, I know you've got all those letters after your name having to deal with retirement planning,
mm-hmm.
retirement plans, 401ks and
right.
pensions and so forth. I don't have any of those.
Well, that's okay. We can still function
well,
very,
like you
very
said,
well.
We all have
we
all have our different areas of expertise, which
yes.
is one of the advantages that you have when you work with the Money Makeover team. Is Doug has his areas, I have mine, you have yours, and
mm-hmm.
so you have three brains working for you rather than just one.
That's got to be better.
And I would think that's
yeah.
better. I found that interesting because I know that there's another financial group out there that advertises that they only have one advisor per office. I'm not sure that was why that's an
I like
advantage.
Having all three of our brains to pick
yeah.
from because there's always something, especially since we have some specialty sub areas that each of us does, as well as overall financial
mm-hmm.
planning. So it works out well.
Yeah.
For all of our clients. And
yeah. It was interesting that you talked about teammates since yesterday was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Very apropos.
Yeah, well, we're kind of like the big league Super Bowl team of
yeah, I know we're going to get lots of phone calls today because nobody's at work today. That was actually
except
one,
for us.
That was actually one of the commercials on the Super Bowl.
Anyway, we're still keeping score with what's going on in the markets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that and how that may impact whatever you're doing. Specifically, whether it's your 401k, your IRA, brokerage, whatever you are looking at on a regular basis, hopefully. And we'll also dive into some IRS issues and the Secure Act again and the Super Bowl. There's always stuff that comes out about what does one side versus the other winning the Super Bowl possibly indicate.
I actually found an article about it.
Yeah. Well, people believe so. You know, some people really believe this. Hey, well, so we'll take a little fun look at that, too. In the meantime, you got a specific question. Glad to help you out. We have a phone line just for that in private while the commercials are playing, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Love is in the air. Needing something to wear for that special evening out on Valentine's Day? Shop at the Hospice Boutique during their Valentine's sale February 10th through the 15th and receive 50% off all clothing. Hospice Boutique offers beautiful dresses, outfits, shoes, and jewelry, formal or casual. Located at 114 East Alamo on the Square in downtown Brenham. Stop in today. Cupid says delight your sweetheart with a two-night stay at Ann Street Inn or Main Street House. If you stay between February 10th and 20th, you'll receive a complimentary Valentine gift package. Call now at 836-7393 or book your stay online at AnnStreetInn.com or MainStreetHouse.com. Now open in downtown Brenham, New Dimensions at 221 East Main Street. Expand your consciousness, clear your energy, connect to your soul. New Dimensions offers three main modalities of energy healing: Reiki, reconnective healing, and bar sessions. Visit newdimensionscrystals.com to learn more. For Valentine's Day, call a Cupid to discover all the great shops in downtown Brenham.
At Brenham Tire and Auto, they believe in doing things the right way the first time. So they handle only the best brands of tires like Yokohama and Nexen, to name just a few. Make sure you have good tires on and have the pros at Brenham Tire and Auto rotate and balance your tires to ensure longer wear. They can catch uneven wear before you have to replace a tire prematurely. Visit Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road or go online and request a quote at BrenhamTire.com.
Every 10 years, the census comes along, and it seems like everyone I know always asks the same two questions. What is the census, and why does it even matter? Let me give it to you straight. The census counts every single person living in America. An accurate count of our community tells us where there are more people, and where there are more people, there are more needs. Our participation could impact how public funding flows to our schools, health clinics, senior care, job training, and housing. It even determines our congressional representation. I don't know about you, but it sure sounds like the census matters to me. This year, take a little time for the 2020 census. You can complete it online, by phone, or by mail, and make sure you count everybody you live with. Your mama, daddy, sweetheart, babies, roommates, everyone. This chance only comes every 10 years, so let's step up and be counted.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with two members of the Money Makeover team. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, in the studio with me this morning. And Jamie is just busting this morning to give you the official word on the Super Bowl indicator. What is it and which one is this? I think there are several, but I don't know.
Well, it was the very first thing I did, not 5 minutes after the Super Bowl was over, was I looked up to see if I could find an article that how the results of the Super Bowl affect the markets. And there was an article that quickly. Imagine
wow.
that.
Yeah.
But these are Super Bowl indicators. This has been around quite a while, actually. There's a superstition. Quote.
A Super Bowl superstition.
That says the stock market's performance in a given year can be predicted based on the outcome of the Super Bowl. Now, this was discovered in the 1970s by a guy named Leonard Coppett. Supposedly, this is the deal. If the American Football Conference, in other words, the AFC, wins, then the next year is going to be a down market or a bear market. If the NFC, or National Football Conference, wins, then it will be a bull market or an up market. And yesterday, which conference won? Tony's looking at me like, the AFC won yesterday.
Oh.
The AFC won yesterday. The Kansas City Chiefs won. They're in the AFC. And so if you go by that result, the expectation would be that this coming year is going to be a bear market. Now, what did they base that on? Well, since January of 2020, 40 out of 53 times, as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, this has worked 75% of the time. So 40 out of 53 times, if you use the S&P 500 Index returns the following year, this has been correct. But here's, I love this quote.
What's the caveat?
However, since a particular football league winning a Super Bowl and the U.S. stock market have no real connection, this is just a coincidence. Therefore, there's no reason to expect it will work as a predictor of future bull or bear markets. But it is kind of interesting to take a look at it, and there are those who are inclined to wager on things, and they look at this as an indicator. And
well, but I always look at the other fact that's very important as well, at least of the same importance as this Super Bowl indicator, and that is that Punxsutawney Phil says we're going to have an early spring.
Well,
so things are
going
to be blooming and growing and doing well early, as opposed to last year when he said it was going to be longer winter. See, so
how'd that work out? I don't even remember.
I'm not really sure either. Yeah. But the point is, you know, spring, everything in bloom, everything coming up roses. So we've got the two competing forces here.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl indicator versus Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but, you know, we talk a lot about
whatever it's worth.
We talk a lot about statistics and how you need to when you look at statistics, you have to be kind of careful. And the Super Bowl indicator, this is Super Bowl 54.
Mm-hmm.
In the scheme of things, if you're trying to pick out probabilities, if you're in math, you understand probabilities, but 54 times is not enough times to have a successful, what you would consider to be a successful outcome in probabilities. And so, you know, when you look at it, you say, well, 54 times, it's been right 75% of the time. Well, you probably need thousands of probabilities. And that, if you did any math study, if you flip a coin, mm-hmm. you have to flip it. If you flip it enough times, there's always going to be a 50-50 chance that it's going to be heads or tails. Well, here, whether the AFC wins or the NFC wins, you have to have a bigger statistical pool than 53 times to have it be accurate, even though currently it says that it's been right 75% of the time. But anyway, it's kind of a fun thing to look at. So I thought we would talk about that. So the expectation would be if you believe in that, this next year, the markets, it's going to be a down market or a bear market.
Well, so far today, we're looking a lot better than we did last week.
Today, the market's up over 300 points. So
yeah, and it'll be interesting to see the impact of in the Chinese market, especially over the next several weeks, how things fare over there, because a lot of folks who trade in China have been on vacation and holiday for
Chinese
their New Year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
New Year celebration. So everybody's back now from that, supposedly. And so we're seeing still some volatility overseas. But so far this morning, you know, everybody's kind of looking at the political caucuses coming up. And certainly we still have other political issues like the impeachment stuff and all of these different things, hearings. And so, again, if you worry constantly about things that are in the headlines, then you end up making decisions and doing things that are based off of emotion rather than the logic and having a plan going forward.
Yeah, I mean, if we take a look at the last week, you know, the end of the week was not good in the market. Today, the market's up by 300 points. I expect that over time, if you had been gone for several weeks and had not experienced the down market last week, and looks like maybe the market's going to recover some this week, and if you had been gone and you came back, you said, well, I guess not much went on. You know, that's why we talk about the fact that you shouldn't make rash decisions, spur-of-the-moment decisions based on some temporary moves in the market.
So, again, having a plan or at least having some overview of how things would work for you. And there are so many variables for each of us in our lives. You know, kids, care for elderly parents is cropping up more and more for people. What about your own job? What about your own retirement plans? What about dealing with, in many cases, and especially around Central Texas as well, property in the family? Many times it's been in the family for years and years and years through the generations. And now you've got younger people in the family who would stand to inherit. And a lot of times, not all of them want the property. They need to get the value of this asset or their share of it. But how do you do that? If there's one or two of the kids that want the property, and maybe they're going to continue the farm operations or whatever, what about the others? So, again, there are so many things that come up, and that's why financial planning can be so very vital, as things really are many times more complicated than you think.
Yeah, in those particular instances, it's really important that all the different aspects of your advisors try and work together, whether that be your CPA, your estate planning attorney, and your financial advisor all need to kind of work together so they're not working towards different objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important that you coordinate all those things. It's funny you brought that up. I just saw recently that somebody in West Texas, I think in Brewster County, which is larger than the state of Connecticut, there is a ranch there, 325,000 acres.
Wow.
That the owner has put on the market.
Wow.
Not very many people have the ability to purchase that property.
Well, and then what happens, right? Do we subdivide it out in some other way?
Now, what do
and
the kids do?
What do the kids do who are totally uninterested in keeping up that family holding, which I consider a landmass, as you say,
right?
And the ones who are not interested in that, how do things get equalized for them later on when the parent or parents pass away?
Yeah, and you say, well, that's, you know, 325,000 acres, but the reality is the issues are exactly the same, whether it's 325,000 or whether it's 50 acres or whether it's 1,000 acres. It really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The issues that the family is facing are going to be exactly the same. It's how to make that an equitable and happy transfer when that occurs.
So there are ways to do this, multiple ways, as a matter of fact.
There are.
And that's one of the things that we do is work with individuals and with their estate attorney, for instance, their attorney putting things together in wills and trusts or whatever has to be there, trying to get these types of situations so that they're fair and you're leveling the playing field among all of the inheritors. So I kind of like that too. I enjoy doing that because it really makes us think and work hard on issues that are more common than you might imagine.
Yeah, and what's nice about that is working with families toward a common goal and having seeing that the it really works well when everybody gets on the same page and is all trying to work towards that common goal. It does get a little touchy sometimes if there's conflicting objectives. So that can be kind of interesting, too.
Sometimes. Sometimes we kind of step into the mediator roles, yeah. And we don't even know that. Let's touch on something again, Jamie, and we'll start this before we go into the break here. But we have had questions from some of you about the impact of the recently enacted, as of January 1 of this year, Secure Act, and what happens with required minimum distributions.
Now, I know we've talked about this quite a bit in the last few weeks, but the issue keeps coming up. And the reason for that is you are getting statements from the financial institutions. The Secure Act, this is what it stands for. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. That's the Secure Act of 2019. Now, it was passed so late in the year that a lot of the financial institutions had already prepared required minimum distribution statements to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And so those went out, even though the Secure Act had been passed. And so what we're getting now is we're getting phone calls from a lot of you who are getting required minimum distribution statements from these financial institutions. And they're telling you that in 2020, if you turn 70 and a half, in 2020, you have to take an RMD. And the information that you're getting from the institution is incorrect.
Yeah, it's the old information. The pre-Secure Act.
That's correct.
Rules are what they're going on.
Yep.
So the rules have changed. And we're going to go back through this again and have a little discussion here because we want all of you listening to be much sharper about this. Even if it's not you specifically, maybe you have a parent who's in this age bracket. What does this mean? How do you respond to it? And how does this work? So we're getting ready to take a little break. And we'll come back and start this conversation because we want you to be up to date.
Well, what's interesting about it is how the IRS is reacting.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. So we'll talk about that, too, because you need to be aware of some of this, too. So all of that and more coming up right after this little pause to pay for some airtime here with the commercials of various types. Of course, if you have questions immediately, maybe you got to get out of your car, you've been listening to us, or you got to go do something else, whatever, give us a call right now. We'll talk to you in private on our private line just for you listening right now. That phone number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kendura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kendura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been a business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Brenham Fitness is your one-stop shop for all things fitness since 1992. Members enjoy full access to two locations featuring a large selection of machines, free weights, and cardio theater, as well as a real fruit smoothie bar, dry heat sauna, separate women's workout area, exclusive supplement lines, personal training, free group exercise, free babysitting, and much more for as low as $24 per month. You can experience all we have to offer with a free week trial just by mentioning promo code KWHI. Stop by either location today or call 830-0929 to get started.
Hey, sweetie, what did you learn in school today?
I learned that the 2020 census counts everyone in the U.S. Where there are more people, there are more needs for things like roads, schools, and hospitals.
I learned that billions in funding goes to communities like ours because of the census. Hundreds of billions.
I learned that the Census Bureau collects data about communities in all states and territories of the U.S.
The Statistics in Schools program teaches preschool to high school students about the importance of a complete count in the 2020 census. A complete count informs federal funding for our communities for the next decade. When newborn babies and children are not counted, support for programs such as health insurance, hospitals, childcare, food assistance, schools, and early childhood development is impacted. Statistics in Schools offers free educational materials powered by census data. Shape your future. Start here. Get 2020 census resources at census.gov/schools.
Paid for by the U.S. Census Bureau.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team, at least two members of the team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with my colleague Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana has been going wild with answering phone calls.
Yeah, lots of phone calls. I told you, nobody is at work today. So everybody gets the chance to call us, which I'm very, very grateful for. I love it when we get phone calls.
Oh, I do too. It really makes us put our little thinking caps on. Let's get to the first call that we had from a gentleman who says that he will be turning 59 and a half years of age in just a few months.
Right.
And he wanted to know if he takes money out of his IRA account, will he be penalized with an additional penalty tax? And the answer to that is...
Yeah, after you turn age 59 and a half, there will be no penalty. So the advice would be to wait until after you turn 59 and a half, because then there will be no penalty on withdrawals from an IRA. As you so wisely pointed out to him, there you still have to pay tax on it if it's a traditional pre-tax IRA and not a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay tax, but there will be no penalty after age 59 and a half. So wait those few additional months to make that distribution from that IRA.
All right. Suggestion from another listener out there.
That's a really good suggestion.
Yes. And that is, we were talking about getting tax breaks, et cetera, and property transfers and all kinds of things. And this listener came up with making a donation of that property.
Yep. And you can make a donation of property. There are ways to do that.
To other institutions, colleges, universities, et cetera, to actually help others coming along to get a step ahead on their college education, and certainly help those institutions provide those types of educational opportunities.
Yeah, and educational institutions are very happy to talk to you about ways to set that up. And there are good ways to do that through charitable trusts and so forth, where everybody benefits. The educational institution benefits, the donor benefits, the heirs benefit. There are really good ways to do that. And as the caller pointed out, one of the advantages to that is the educational institution may be able to use that property for education in the agricultural area.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could, at some point, if the institution chose to do that, sell the property and have the funds available for the benefit of the educational institution. A lot of good things that happen when you do that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we have the smartest listeners ever.
I know.
They jump on it right away. Wow. And they come up with these great ideas.
Yep.
And thank you for that wonderful phone call, because it is true. And we have talked about these types of trusts and other situations that you can use in order to do just exactly what we just spoke about there. And again, we work with the state attorneys here in the Brenham area and in the Houston area and surrounding areas pretty frequently on helping set up these kinds of things and talking with the clients, et cetera. And we try to also, in fact, just a few weeks ago, we had one of the really fine estate planning attorneys in this area on the program to talk about some of the things that can be done in order to facilitate these types of arrangements and get everyone, as we were talking about, Jamie, equally represented.
Right.
In an estate, which is not an easy thing. It seems like it should be on the surface, but it can be fairly complicated. So getting the proper counsel all the way around is extremely important.
Well, that's one of the points I wanted to make, is it may sound like this is really, really complicated. And yes, it can be, but you shouldn't be intimidated by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is it may be complicated and seem complicated to you, but the educational institutions, the financial institutions, the estate planning attorneys deal with this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So they have programs set up to make it easier for you as a donor to accomplish all of these things. And so it's really, it may seem complicated to you, but in reality, when you have other people doing all the work for you, it's not as complicated as it may seem. So don't be intimidated by the fact that it may seem complicated, because there are ways to get it done. You're not the first person to face this. So, there are a lot of good things that happen when these things occur.
So, all about that at Neil Financial Group, of course. We have many people that we assist with these types of situations, and we work very closely with accountants and attorneys and other professionals on some of these cases, so that we make sure that the outcome for the individual or family is absolutely as the best it could possibly be, and it's fair and hopefully as problem free down the line as well. So those things are all not just today considerations, but future considerations, because a lot of this planning will go on many, many, many years from now. As the folks in the family mature, marriages, divorces, people who pass away, inheritors, all of that activity goes on. So it has to be set up so that, and sometimes it's set up to where there is some flexibility in that as well.
Right. And that's the other thing, is because you think that, well, something may not happen years into the future, there are ways to set these things up currently and do the planning currently. And transactions may not occur until many years later.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways to get that set up currently to try and accomplish some of your goals and objectives, if that fits what you're doing.
So thank you very much for that call. And by the way, we love it when you call in. Everybody that's listening, that always gives us something new to talk about. Maybe we're on other topics because we feel that they would help you. But if you've got an individual question, that's a really wonderful thing, because then we can actually answer your question for you. But also, I would imagine that there are probably a whole bunch of other people listening that helps too.
Exactly. Right? If you have that question, I can guarantee you there are lots of other listeners who have exactly the same question and would like to get that question answered. So it's very, very helpful when we get those phone calls. Wanted to finish up on the statements that you're getting regarding required minimum distributions in 2020. If you turn 70 and a half in 2020, the SECURE Act that was passed at the end of the year means that you do not have to take required minimum distributions from qualified accounts until age 72. But you may be getting statements from some of the financial institutions because the SECURE Act was passed so late in the year. You may be getting statements saying that you have to take an RMD in 2020 if you turn 70 and a half in 2020, and those statements are incorrect. So you need to know that they're incorrect. Well, what's interesting is, what is the IRS saying about those incorrect statements? The IRS stance is, we will not consider these notices to have been provided incorrectly. There's a surprise, right?
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, the reason for that is the IRS is not the arbiter of whether or not you're getting correct statements from your institutions. All they can go by is the information that the IRS is being provided, because the institutions will send, in some cases, information to the IRS that says you need to take a required minimum distributions just like they provided you. Mm-hmm. You. So it's your job to make sure the IRS understands that that is not correct. You will have to notify the IRS that that is not correct, because the IRS is not going to decide for you that it's not correct.
So it's important.
Your responsibility when you do your tax return to notify them that that was indeed incorrect and you are not required to take a required minimum distribution this year. So you just need to be aware of that. So this is an additional issue. Again, it's like when you make a payment on you pay a bill and you get a statement from the place that you're paying the bill to saying you didn't pay your bill, and you say, well, those crossed in the mail. Same kind of thing with the IRS. The IRS, the financial institutions are sending out these incorrect statements because they had already had the system set up to send them out before the SECURE Act was passed, and those statements went out. Now you have to notify the IRS, and when you do your tax return, that you are not required to take the RMD. That doesn't mean you can't take distributions from the plan if you choose to do that. It's just that they're not required now if you turn 70 and a half in 2020 until you turn 72, not 70 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. I mean, you know, you're getting statements, and if they're not correct, whose responsibility is it to fix it?
It's yours.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So just trying to, I know we've talked about this a lot. That's 72 now for the RMDs, but we still get questions. We're glad to field those questions. And if you want to call us at the office later on and go through this, it's fine. We're always glad to help you, provide information for you so that you can make better, smarter decisions for you and the people you care about. And let me give you the office number, by the way. If you have questions, always feel free to call us. We will give you the answers as best we can over the phone. If you want to come in and do the free review, find out more about how things that you have, like I know I've got somebody who had four different IRAs, and those were traditional IRAs. They also had a Roth IRA. Well, how do you handle these things? And when are taxes due? What has taxes due on it? Etc., etc. Should you consolidate any of those four traditional IRAs into one? Can you do that? Is it a good idea? All of these different issues. And sometimes it's not as easy as it might seem on the surface. There may be other considerations of what you want to do, etc. So free review, very, very important. It is free. And here's a way to get that. Just call us at the office, set up a time, and we'll get together. That number is 979-836-9900. 973-976-2903, 973-976-2903.
I can hardly hear you saying that the IRS stance on this is not fair. I wasn't the one responsible for sending me incorrect information. Well, it's your account.
It still is your account.
It's your account.
That's what they're going to go by.
And you're the one responsible for it. The IRS, they only go by the information they're provided, and you have to prove the information that they have received is incorrect. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, we're getting ready to take a break. Let's talk a little bit about the role of women in many of these issues, because a lot of times women, because of statistically speaking, we live longer ordinarily than men. All right. So if you are a woman and looking at your own IRA or your spouse's IRA, what happens when your spouse passes away? Do you have something new headed your way with all this? And we'll talk about that a little bit because there are a lot of you out there, and I know we have a lot of you who listen to the program. So we'll go over some of these issues when we come back from the break with more of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Got a question right now? We'll talk to you in the break. Wow, we seem to be having everybody calling us today during the break. So here's your chance again in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWHI.
Every 10 years, the census comes along, and it seems like everyone I know always asks the same two questions. What is the census, and why does it even matter? Let me give it to you straight. The census counts every single person living in America. An accurate count of our community tells us where there are more people, and where there are more people, there are more needs. Our participation could impact how public funding flows to our schools, health clinics, senior care, job training, and housing. It even determines our congressional representation. I don't know about you, but it sure sounds like the census matters to me. This year, take a little time for the 2020 census. You can complete it online, by phone, or by mail, and make sure you count everybody you live with. Your mama, daddy, sweetheart, babies, roommates, everyone. This chance only comes every 10 years, so let's step up and be counted.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We have two offices where you can come and get together with us, discuss things, figure stuff out, make sure you're on the right track, have your questions answered. And one of those offices is in Houston on St. James Place, just far enough from the Galleria shopping area to be comfortable to drive through. Okay. You don't get messed up with that traffic. The other office is serving Central Texas, and that is in the lovely city of Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. So either place, glad to see you, glad to meet you, and no strings attached. Come in, bring whatever's on your mind to discuss. And we do so confidentially. We do not tell your secrets or your name or all that stuff to anyone else. Here's the way to set this up. Just call the office at 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. So
if you got to watch the Super Bowl halftime, they were not doing the Cotton Eye Joe.
They were not. Mm-mm. Didn't look anything like that.
Not anything like the Cotton.
Not even remotely. Yeah, the J-Lo and...
J-Lo and Shakira.
Shakira, yeah. Okay. Well, moving right along here.
Talking about women.
Yes, we are. Shakira and J-Lo and many of the rest of us, probably most of us, are going to outlive our spouses. Or significant others, but spouses in particular we're talking about. Men tend to die younger than we do. And so most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, what we see is that the widow is the one who is inheriting the spouse's IRA. All right? So it's usually the widow. Now, there are some rules involved besides what we're going to just on the surface discuss because we don't have a lot of time before we go off the air for today's show. And again, if you have questions specifically about your situation, we do invite you to come in for the free review and get the straight stuff on what's going on in your particular situation. But the idea is, do you have to start taking the RMDs? All right, earlier because of this SECURE Act, all right, how does this impact you as the widow, all right? And again, yes, the rules have changed a bit, but for the most part, you are still going to inherit that traditional IRA, or the Roth IRA, just like you did before, Jamie.
It's important to understand that there is a difference between how it's treated, whether or not you are a spouse or a non-spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two terms to remember, whether it's spousal or non-spousal. And so for the spouse, yeah, the SECURE Act did not change much in regards to if you're a spouse and your spouse passes away, they had an IRA. How does that affect you? Well, basically, that IRA now becomes your IRA.
Right. And you are not under that new 10-year payout, forced payout thing. All right. You are still going to have it, as Jamie said, it becomes your IRA. And you can take out that money over your lifetime.
Correct.
It is not mandatory 10 years and it's got to all be out. All right, that's for non-spouses.
That's correct.
So please remember that. I've had a couple of...
Panics,
yeah, from people who've called up and said, what? Oh, I have to do this. No. Okay. Now, you pass away and there's still money in there, the inheritor of that IRA is going to have that 10-year payout on the rest of the money in there.
And where it gets confusing is sometimes we can confuse spouse with relative. Our family member, because a child is a non-spouse beneficiary.
Yep.
And so the rules are different for children who had inherit IRAs as opposed to spouses who inherit IRAs. The rules are different.
Mm-hmm. So they're treated more like anybody else.
They are.
Could be whoever else you put on there as a beneficiary who is not your spouse. They're all going to be treated as not being a spouse, which means that they cannot spread those payments, withdrawals, and distributions out of your IRA, including the Roth IRA, by the way, not just the pre-tax.
Which makes no sense to me. But.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. But I guess they just wanted to make it work the same way. So it's a 10-year payout for anyone who is not your spouse.
That's correct.
All right. So that's the difference. So, again, please recheck on your estate planning issues, any other issues that might have to be needing to be addressed, because some of the rules are different, and you want to make sure that everything's working together on your plans for the future, for not just yourselves, but for those that you care about.
Yeah, so basically it means that the stretch IRA is gone for non-spousal beneficiaries.
It is okay. It is still stretch IRA, right,
for a spouse.
But not for anyone else. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm still reaching.
It seems to be pretty basic, but we are still getting questions on it, Jay.
And I'm still doing research into how that's affecting tax-deferred annuities.
Mm.
I'm not going to say one way or the other at this point because I'm not getting any definitive information as to how the SECURE Act affected those who inherit tax-deferred annuities. Because you, up until the SECURE Act, I know that with tax-deferred annuities, in most cases, you could do stretch-out payments over your lifetime with an RMD, mm-hmm. even if you were a non-spouse. How that's affected tax-deferred annuities, I still haven't got a definitive answer on yet. So I'm not going to say one way or the other. But it is an issue that we need to be aware of if you're in that position and find out an answer.
So we do continue to do our homework.
We do. Things change all the time.
Yep. So, again, free review, very important, maybe even more important now that we had this bunch of stuff go on with rule changes about how things work.
Right.
And so even if it's just to come in, make sure you're still on the right track with all of these changes. We're glad to sit down with you and go over what's on your mind, what kinds of things are going on, and help you get through all of this information. So again, here's our office number. You're welcome to come in for that free review. Just call us at 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. Enjoy your Super Bowl recovery day, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.